Street, Paul. It was an impressive display of strength and dedication at Lakeland's Strongest 3 on February 18. This year, the show was brought indoors at the St. Paul Ag Corral, and with Skajoring being held nearby, residents were treated to a full day of entertainment. About 50 competitors took part in the amateur strongman competition, according to Colton Sloan, one of the organizers and also a professional strongman competitor from the area. Last year's event featured more competitors, but organizers decided to cap the number this year. And while the competition itself was exciting, for Sloan, one of the highlights this year was the crowd in attendance. "I love that St. Paul is getting into strongman," said Sloan. He noted the Ag Corral was a perfect venue to host the event and the show went amazing. Taking place for a few years now, Lakeland's Strongest is making an impression on the provincial strongman scene and acts as a stepping stone to other, high-level events. For local athlete Tessa Pryor, Lakeland's Strongest 3 was her first time competing in the sport, but she's no stranger to keeping fit. With a group of strongman athletes training behind Pryor's fitness studio in St. Paul, she became intrigued and started asking questions. "Being athletic my whole life, and always chasing a challenge, I was prompted to sign up," says Pryor. Having two professional strongman athletes living locally, Sloan and Angela Houle, the pair is opening the door for local amateurs to get involved in the sport, says Pryor. Speaking to the competition on February 18, Pryor says, "I thought the actual lifts would be the biggest challenge. I was wrong. It's a different environment, a competition, than in the gym. You can do the lifts all you want, dial them in, but nothing prepares you for the nerves of a live crowd, especially in my hometown." While she's unsure of her future in the sport, ultimately, Pryor was able to set some personal bests at this year's Lakeland's Strongest, and walked away with her head held high and third place in the novice women's category. Up next for local pro strongman competitors Sloan and Houle is a trip to Ohio to compete in the Arnold Classic over the first weekend of March. Later this spring, Sloan will be hosting a pro strongman event in St. Paul on May 20, while Houle will be heading north in July to compete in a Western Canada strongwoman event. Top results from Lakeland's Strongest 3 include Novice Women, 1st place Caitlin Mark, 2nd place Kelly Rulland, 3rd place Tessa Pryor. Lightweight Women, 1st place General Seger, 2nd place Christina Goldring, 3rd place Tamara Large. Middleweight Women, 1st place Jacqueline Kluckick. Heavyweight Women, 1st place Carrie Gintley. Novice Men, 1st place Shandy Donaldson, 2nd place Shane Hogan, 3rd place Oswald Trutler. Teen, 1st place Devin Trey Houle. Lightweight Men overall, 1st place James Anderin, 2nd place Ian Wheat, 3rd place Colin Lurie. Middleweight Men overall, 1st place Brandon Balchford, 2nd place Mike Schimmel, 3rd place Doug Jones. Heavyweight Men overall, 1st place Tomas Dobson, 2nd place Darcy Flaska, 3rd place Alex Crispy.